What does hopefulness mean? Why is it essential for our mental health and well-being? And how can we be hopeful despite all troubles? This is what we talk about in this episode. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. Being hopeful is like a feeling that guides us through the good times and tough times, clearing up the path ahead and showing us that yes, there is something bright and positive out there, even if we can't see it yet. Broadly speaking, being hopeful is a bit like having a good friend who always whispers encouraging things in your ear. It's important because it keeps us going, even when the going gets tough. Hopefulness is always linked to better coping strategies. Instead of panicking or giving up, people who are more hopeful tend to find creative and effective ways to tackle problems. Hope is often linked to overall satisfaction and greater well-being. And it's no surprise really. It's the difference between seeing your glass as half empty or half full. Hopeful people tend to enjoy life more and feel more positive about the future. Let's not forget that hope can be a powerful ally in building stronger relationships and its role in goal setting and achievements. Furthermore, hope plays a crucial role in battling symptoms of depression and anxiety. It can also improve your sense of purpose and meaning in life. Overall, hopefulness isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. It's a thing that drives us forward, the faith that helps us to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not just about seeing the silver lining in every cloud. It's about knowing that even the cloudiest days have value and that the sun is always there, waiting to shine through. After all, no storm lasts forever. When you choose to be hopeful, you're choosing to live your life to its fullest, in spite of the challenging times we might have to deal with sometimes. Now, I'll share with you some steps that might help you to improve your sense of hopefulness. Step 1. Actively focus on the positive. Because whether you look for the negative or the positive, what you see is what you shall find. Our focus determines where our energy goes, and so you can either focus on problems and then see more and more problems to deal with, or you can turn your attention to solutions, which will help you to see more and more solutions. Step 2. Surround yourself with positive and supportive people. Optimism and hope are contagious, and so being around hopeful people can naturally boost your own levels of hopefulness. Step 3. Set small and achievable goals. Think of your journey towards hopefulness as a series of stepping stones. Start with small goals that you can work on and achieve one by one, helping to create a sense of accomplishment and forward momentum. Step 4. Develop coping strategies for setbacks. Accept that setbacks are part of life and develop strategies for when things don't go as planned. This helps you to prepare you for life's inevitable ups and downs, helping you to feel more resilient and stable in spite of challenges, and serving to keep hope alive even in tough times. Step 5. Embrace learning and growth. By adopting a mindset of continuous learning and growth, you will begin to see challenges as opportunities to learn rather than insurmountable obstacles. Take up a new hobby, learn a new skill, or read about topics that interest you, and embrace the journey of learning as an exciting part of life. And finally, practice good attitudes. Practices like mindfulness, patience, generosity, volunteering, connecting with nature, enhance good emotions like positivity and optimism. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let me know your opinions via Instagram Minutes of Facts. All your messages are more than welcome. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.